Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. Labor Day. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. It should come as no surprise that as services, rideshare services like Uber and Lyft become more and more ubiquitous, if you will, that we're going to see more and more crime committed against them because they sort of hung out there to dry. After I had the heart attack, I drove for Uber just to get out of the house and because I felt like I needed to move all the time after I finally got out of the hospital. And they don't want you to carry a gun. They don't want you to carry anything. They don't want you to have anybody in your car with a gun. Which I don't really know how that is supposed to actually work out. But when you're looking at what's happening and you see the data coming in, well, it's beginning to tick up a little bit as everything else ticks up a little bit as all of a sudden the leftist utopia dreams are coming to fruition in certain blue areas. But it's not just confined to blue areas, of course. Like police in Plano, Texas, they shot a man who drove through the police department and then opened fire on officers inside the department. And they say that that guy was believed to have been linked to a murder of a local Lyft driver just a few hours earlier in nearby Garland, Texas. Then there's the death of 26-year-old Isabella Lewis, which marks at least the 12th homicide of a rideshare driver this year, according to a recent report by the website The Markup, which recently reported on the staggering rise in carjackings and other violent crimes being committed against rideshare drivers, who are forced to disarm while on the job thanks to policies from companies like Uber and Lyft. Through interviews with drivers and family members, police reports, and local news articles, The Markup found Uber and Lyft drivers from Boston and Nashville to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, who had been victims of carjackings or attempted carjackings. Their cars ended up crashed or in chop shops or used in other crimes. Police departments nationwide have reported an overall surge in carjackings during the pandemic, and these incidents appear to be happening to ride-hail drivers at an especially high rate. See, to be a drive share, a rideshare driver, you just got to get the app. You got to go through the background check. A lot of them are elderly and immigrants and women. 11 of them have died as a result of assaults. Dozens more have been severely or permanently injured. Some of the carjackings are wrong place at the wrong time types of incidents, but 75, which is more than 60% of the attacks tracked by The Markup, happened after drivers were paired with their would-be assailants by Uber's or Lyft's algorithm. And this is the thing about the algorithm. This is to get an Uber account or a Lyft account. You just have to, you have to have a debit card, somebody's debit card. And then once you have the account, then ordering the ride, hailing the ride, if you will, is a relatively simple thing. DeMarco spoke with three drivers who were victims of carjackings and with friends and family members of two additional drivers. The apps matched all five of those drivers to pick up passengers who then went on to rob, beat, shoot, and in one case, kill them. Since the markup's original report, there has been at least one additional homicide, Isabella Lewis's death in Garland, Texas. And the markup's report focuses entirely on drivers for rideshare companies, but other drivers for outfits like Grubhub and DoorDash are also being targeted and killed by criminals looking for an easy and unarmed victim. This is nothing new. Pizza drivers, for a very long time, have been targeted. Pizza delivery drivers, they've been around a while. This is not a new phenomena. Man working as a delivery driver was shot and killed on the job in Mitchellville, Maryland, early Thursday. Noel Joku of Springdale was the victim. Prince George's County Police said he was 48 and is survived by a spouse and four children. When they found out about it, his wife and brother wept and pleaded for answers in the hours after his death. From Cheating Joku, we get, please, anybody who has any information, please, anybody who has any information should come and help us, please. Reportedly, Joku was a happy, peace-loving person who had moved to the U.S. from Nigeria decades ago, and he had only recently started working for DoorDash. And the victim's wife said, I want to know who killed my husband. And despite the fact that drivers are clearly seen by some criminals as an easy target, neither Uber or Lyft appear willing to ditch their driver disarmament policy. Even if you're a legal gun owner, lawfully carrying in your own vehicle, if you're armed while on the clock for either company, you'll be dismissed. Caveat to that, of course, is if you get caught. It doesn't even matter if the company only finds out that you were armed after you acted in self-defense, as was the case with Cynthia Norman, a Lyft driver in Cleveland who used her gun to fend off two would-be carjackers earlier this year. In an interview, she said that as soon as a Lyft representative found out she had fired shots from a legally carried gun to prevent her attackers from taking her own life, she was cut off from the ride-sharing platform. I'm of two minds about that, of course. Better to be alive and, oh no, I don't get to drive for DoorDash, than to be killed because you were out there just doing what you could do to earn an honest living. But as this violence against drivers ramps up, some like Norman, who are choosing to defy the company's edicts, you'll see more and more of that. Lenny Sanchez, an Uber and Lyft driver in Chicago, said, we're not allowed to have any kind of weapon, knives, brass knuckles, pepper spray, guns, baseball bats. But that's not what we're seeing now. He's also the co-founder of the Illinois chapter of driver advocacy group Independent Drivers Guild. He said, it's like the old West. It's wild. And it's clear that neither Uber or Lyft can protect their drivers, so it makes sense that some individuals are choosing to protect themselves. I carried a gun when I was driving for Uber. And this is a purely asinine policy, putting drivers at risk. And at least a dozen drivers have been murdered so far this year. Dozens more have been victims of violent crime. Uber and Lyft, you need to do the right thing and lift your ban on lawfully armed drivers before other innocent victims like Isabella Lewis lose their life to some psychotic passenger who just happens to take advantage of the Uber or Lyft algorithm and have a debit card. I mean, the way you're doing things, it's already quite arrogant to get out there and presume that you're going to tell somebody what they can and can't have in their own car. But you know that, right? I've seen enough stuff on Uber and Lyft to fully understand exactly what they're about. And I myself, if it was the last job on the planet, I would never drive for them again, knowing now what I know about them and their business model. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the militia line, Reformation, militia. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. As the director for the CDC, Rochelle Walensky has a lot on her plate right now, and she does not juggle very well. She has too much on her plate. Because when you look at what she throws out there most of the time, I mean, she would look better and smarter if she just never showed up and did any press releases. Because she has a history of misrepresenting COVID-19 research. She promotes dangerously mixed messages about vaccination. She issues confusing and scientifically dubious advice. And she lays claim to vast powers that Congress has never given her. Despite her botching of all of her pandemic-related duties, this has not deterred her from publicly switching focus to the highly contentious subject that has always spelled trouble for the CDC, which is gun violence research, or gun violence, which is gun violence is a contrived term. Always remember that. Not my term. I never would. I do not associate guns with violence. But this does not stop Rochelle. She got out there the other day and said, something has to be done about this. Now it's the time. It's the pedal to the metal time. Now, although her metaphor suggests hasty action, Rochelle emphasized that she's not calling for new gun controls. She said, I'm not here about gun control. I'm here about preventing gun violence and gun death. In her view, in Walensky's view, the CDC needs to investigate the causes of gun-related deaths so that public policy will have a stronger empirical basis. She said, I swore to the president and to this country that I would protect your health, she said. This is clearly one of those moments, one of those issues that is harming America's health. We haven't spent the time, energy, and frankly the resources to understand this problem because it has been so divided. Walensky's disavowal of restrictionist motives and her lip service to finding common ground with the firearm-owning community would be more reassuring if it weren't for two things, two facts. First, CDC-sponsored research in the past typically has served an anti-gun agenda that aims to reduce homicide and suicide by limiting access to firearms, which will do nothing, by the way, to reduce homicide and suicide. Second, Joe Biden has consistently used public health rhetoric to give his pre-existing gun control ambitions a scientific patina. Beginning in 1997, responding to complaints from the NRA, Congress prohibited the CDC from spending taxpayer money on gun violence research. That ban was lifted in 2018, and Walensky is taking advantage of the new leeway by funding studies aimed at understanding the root causes of gun violence, as CNN puts it. CNN presents the NRA's opposition to CDC research in this area as politically motivated interference with science. Except it's been done many times. CDC's done it. CDC's already looked at, as recently as 2013, they've looked at gun violence. And Don Cates and two other gun policy scholars noted in a 1997 Reason cover story, the studies funded by the CDC were controversial precisely because they seemed designed to promote a political cause. Contrary to the picture of dispassionate scientists under assault by the Neanderthal NRA and its know-nothing allies in Congress, serious scholars have been criticizing the CDC's public health approach to gun research for years, according to Cates and company. And they describe some of that criticism. In a presentation at the American Society of Criminology's 1994 meeting, for example, University of Illinois sociologist David Burdua and epidemiologist David Cowan called the public health literature on guns advocacy based on political beliefs rather than scientific fact. Bordua and Cowan noted that the New England Journal of Medicine and the Journal of American Medical Association, the main outlets for CDC-funded studies of firearms, are consistent supporters of strict gun control. They found that reports with findings not supporting the position of the journal are rarely cited, and little is cited from the criminological or sociological field, and the articles are cited are always almost always by medical or public health researchers. Further, they said assumptions are presented as fact and that there's a causal association between gun ownership and the risk of violence. And this association is consistent across all demographic categories, and that additional legislation will reduce the prevalence of firearms and consequently reduce the incidence of violence. And despite all that other damning stuff they just said, they concluded that incestuous and selective literature citations may be acceptable for political tracts, but they introduce an artificial bias into scientific publications. Stating as fact associations which may be demonstrably false is not just unscientific, it is unprincipled. That's a fancy way of saying that, hey, you guys are throwing a bunch of junk out there and you're coloring it as science, but it isn't. This is all based upon your agenda. In a 1994 presentation to the Western Economics Association State University, Lawrence Southwick compared public health firearm studies to popular articles produced by the gun lobby. Generally, the level of analysis done on each side is of low quality. Papers published in the medical literature, which are uniformly anti-gun, are particularly poor science. Cates et al. Described Arthur Kellerman, then director of Emory University's Center for Injury and Control, as the CDC's favorite gun researcher, and his studies gave you a sense of the agency's research agenda. In a 1993 New England Journal of Medicine article, for example, Kellerman and his colleagues reported that keeping a gun in the home was strongly and independently associated with an increased risk of homicide. Specifically, the risk factor was 2.7, leading to the popular gloss that keeping a gun in the home nearly triples the likelihood that someone in the household will be slain there. Of course, they looked at that and they found some problems with that conclusion. Also, Kellerman and his co-authors reported that guns kept in homes are more likely to be involved in a fatal or non-fatal accidental shooting, criminal assault, or suicide attempt than be used to injure or kill in self-defense. Specifically, the number of unintentional shootings, criminal assaults, and suicide attempts involving a gun kept in the home exceeded the number of self-defense and legally justifiable shootings by a ratio of 22-1. Except all that stuff flies in the face of other facts presented by other people. Agenda-driven stuff, really, you can just make it up as you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are climbing for the 11th consecutive day. Today's AAA survey of stations across the United States shows the national average for regular is up to $3.188 a gallon. That's up 0.3 cents over Sunday and nearly as high as it was a month ago before prices started softening for a couple of weeks. Over 7 million Americans are losing their unemployment benefits this Labor Day as the pandemic unemployment insurance expires today. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh telling NBC News there are still some options out there.
We've allowed governors across the country, if they need to look at using CARES money, using rescue plan money to extend the unemployment benefit in their state if they need to. The rate is different all across the country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The State Department is facing questions about flights from Afghanistan now that the United States military is gone. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty joins Fox News and says the situation is a result of a poor withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We should have never let a calendar drive it. We shouldn't let local domestic politics drive it. That's the perception overseas. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
The superintendent of the Chicago Police Department is condemning the violence against young people in the city over the Labor Day weekend.
Stay away from children if you want to live that life. You're harming this community. You're harming these families. And we will be relentless in pursuing you.
David Brown saying the community's priority should be protecting innocent children. At least four people have been killed since Friday night and about 50 others wounded in shootings across Chicago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Does it bother any of you out there that there's a bunch of 7th century killers, savages, traipsing around in our clothes, carrying our weapons, driving our vehicles, talking about how they beat us up? Does that bother anybody? When did we become a country of losers? Of the ne'er-do-well half-stepper who's looking around at everything turning to junk and muttering, oh, well, la-di-da. I don't think we have it, at least not all of us. The lack of winning bothers me, though. I like winning. I don't want to be a loser. I think most of you would concur with that. And for that reason, we can hope that the lack of winning is likely to mean a ballot box nightmare in 2022 and beyond. So if we can avoid total collapse for a while, we might just get out of this. If. But also, lots of the leftist, fascists, and pinko simps are mad because we patriots chose the occasion of the death via the gross incompetence of the people, say, leftist, fascists, and pinko simps put in office of 13 troops to point out how much the left suck. And if you are mad because of that, because that's been pointed out to you, well then stay mad. Fussy fury amuses me. And we're going to keep telling the truth no matter how mad it makes you, leftist peoples. Most of us did not grow up in a failing America. most of us came of age not in the ugly period between when the leftists shot Kennedy and when the leftists lost to Reagan, when only a few high points, like putting a dude on the moon, broke a nearly two-decade losing streak. I did. And it sucked. But the new generation is, and for them it's going to suck. And at least until January 20, 2025, when President DeSantis is sworn in and takes his unholy vengeance. The sweet, sweet vengeance. And we should go for that. We should go after that, by the way. But Americans like winning. They like it a lot, and while it seems to have been bred out of some of our inept elite, it still exists as a defining characteristic of a normal American person. We don't want to be a loser country like Germany with its anal retentiveness and love of craft work. We want to be winners, and we have been for most of our country's relatively brief history. When I was in the military, I served under Ronald Reagan. And I got spoiled. Bush won. He comes along. Well, you know, I don't know what I expected from him. But I was already out. I got out. But, of course, I was still an American. I was hoping that Reagan's glory would endure past President Read My Lips, through President Doing Other Things With Lips, to President Bush II. Bush Redux, all in on the establishment, managed to lead to the Wall Street meltdown. And then Obama kept it melting down. It was a brief downturn. But then along comes Trump applying the principles of someone who's not a total loser, and he brought the winning back. And now Biden is treating winning like it was old Yeller. Loss after loss after loss. Remember that Trump was at the kids' table and he was one of the adults. So thanks to the adults in the room, it's loss after loss. And it's not like we didn't warn the mean tweet phobes that this would happen. We knew that winning takes more than a daily tongue bath by the press. Winning takes not being a senile buffoon with a love of leftist cliches and delusions of adequacy. Now in this, Asterisk is uniquely unqualified. And this result was entirely predictable. But how is perpetual losing going to sit with a voter pool that was generally used to being citizens of a superpower instead of a stupor power? And we got to hope that it sits badly with them. Because if this is tolerable, if this is acceptable, if this is okay, then we we are done for. We're doomed to be a footnote in future history books, assuming that they have footnotes in Mandarin textbooks. The test to see if we're winning, or if we will demand winning, or if we'll embrace the suck and move into a crappy apartment with it. All of these things are coming, starting with the hardest, which is the California recall. That will be the toughest nut to crack. And if it is cracked, the left will go nuts, and that will be justified. If California says, oh, hell no to failure, then Virginia probably will too in November, and then the whole country will in 2022 and then in 2024. I hope that we vote for winning. President Asterisk and the Asterisk Administration, a great moniker, by the way, for the world's crappiest Springsteen cover band, though it's not like there could be a good one, sent out the message. The occasion of its utter failure in Kabul was no time to point out their utter failure in Kabul. This should be a time of silent reflection, they command, or at least of the silencing of critics who would dare to point out the blood staining these faculty lounge hacks' soft, girlish little paws. We're not supposed to utter the obvious that these incompetents are to blame. Instead, we're supposed to be hushed by the sight of the clock watcher-in-chief checking his Rolex as the young Americans he had killed were carried out of the C-17.
Hard pass for me on that one. This is not the only time to let him and his coterie of pompous jerks have it. Actually, this is the time to do it with both figurative barrels. You don't get to dodge this one. You desiccated pervert. Here, hilariously, one of the things I saw chopped out, was paraded out, was thoughts and prayers. Which, I've got nothing wrong with some sincere thoughts and prayers. Although, aren't we told that every time some mental health patient gets a gun illegally and goes and does something, some aberration, that thoughts and prayers aren't enough? But, you know, it was paraded out as if it was some sort of talisman that would drive us back into our churches and leave them uncritiqued. But we've decided not to play that game. So every time some scumbag, most of them leftists, went on a murder spree, we got to hear that. We don't want to hear it no more. They say, what about the children? What about those babies being passed over the barbed wire fence as the Taliban executioners closed in? But that's different. You know, that's different. That doesn't support the left-wing agenda of transforming an armed, free American citizenry into a rabble of disarmed gag serfs. So you can't do it. You got to remember that the rules are flexible. They bend over backwards for the left. They want us silenced now. Because when the attention of the whole country is turned toward the total failure before our eyes, that's not good for the narrative. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Shannon Chapel, whose son, U.S. Marine Lance Corporal Karim Nikui, was murdered in Afghanistan thanks to the Biden administration's fecklessness, decided to go to social media to say exactly what she thought about Biden, including questioning his legitimacy of his presidential administration. This was classic free speech of the type that the First Amendment protects. This is the type of thing that, you know, the righteous anger that rises up, it's so eloquent, and it's so focused. And, of course, because it was so good and so First Amendment worthy, Instagram, which Facebook owns, suspended her. It later reinstated her, assuring that you know, this is all a mistake, when we all know that the only mistake was that Facebook/Instagram got caught. And the mere fact that Facebook/Instagram took this step and thought they could get away with it is a perfect example of the fact that the tech tyrants are functioning in the same way as North Korean censors banning any speech critical of the dear leader and his policies. Karim Nikui was a young man who wanted to serve his country, and his family was proud of him for that. Had he died in a battle at Bagram Air Force Base defending American interests, they would have wept for his loss but consoled themselves with the thought that he died for the greater good. But thanks to the Biden administration's criminally bungled withdrawal from Afghanistan, though, Karim Nikui did not die serving his country. Instead, he was murdered because the Biden administration, having deliberately handed Kabul over to the Taliban, made the Taliban, America's enemy, responsible for the security around Kabul airport. And we get this. In a hastily arranged in-person meeting, senior U.S. military leaders in Doha, including McKenzie, the commander of the U.S. Central Command, spoke with Abdul Ghani Baradar. And we have a problem, Baradar said, according to the U.S. official. We have two options to deal with. You, the United States military, take responsibility for securing Kabul, or you have to allow us to do it. Now, throughout the day, Biden had remained resolute in his decision to withdraw all American troops from Afghanistan. and the collapse of the Afghan government hadn't changed his mind. And McKenzie, aware of those orders, told Baradar that the U.S. mission was only to evacuate American citizens, Afghan allies, and others at risk. The United States, he told Baradar, needed the airport to do that. So on the spot, an understanding was reached. According to two other U.S. officials, the United States could have the airport until August 31st, but the Taliban would control the city. What a stupid plan that is. You know. all of your evacuees are in the city, and we're giving command of the city, control of the city, to the bad guys, and we're going to control the airport, and we're giving the security of the airport to the bad guys. Shannon Chapel can not get over the fact that her beloved son died only because the Biden administration was so incompetent that it couldn't even get the basics of withdrawal right. And because Chapel knows that a fish rots from the head, she took to social media to blast Biden and the corrupt election he rode in on. I'm not going to read it for you. It's gigantic. Let's do the opening of it. This message is for you. I know my face is etched in your brain. I was able to look you straight in the eyes yesterday and have words with you. After I lay my son to rest, you will be steering. You'll be seeing me again. Remember, I'm the one who stood 5 inches from your face and was letting you know I would never get to hug my son again. Hear his laugh. And then you tried to interrupt me and give me your own sob story, and I had to tell you this isn't about you, so don't make it about you. You then said you just wanted me to know that you knew how I feel. And I let you know that you don't know how I feel, and you do not have the right to tell me you know how I feel. You then rolled your blanking eyes in your head like you were annoyed with me, and I let you know that the only reason I was talking to you was out of respect for my son, and that was the only reason why. I then proceeded to tell you again how you took my son away from me and how I'll never get to hug him, kiss him, laugh with him again. You turned to walk away, and I let you know my son's blood was on your hands, and you threw your hand up behind you as you walked away from me like you're saying, okay, whatever. You are not the president of the United States, Biden. Cheating isn't winning. You're no leader of any kind. You're a weak human being and a traitor. You turned your back on my son, on all of our heroes. You are leaving the White House one way or another because you do not belong there. My son's blood is on your hands. All 13 of them, their blood is on your hands. If my President Trump was in his rightful seat, then my son and all the heroes would still be alive. You'll be seeing me again very soon. Yeah, okay. How many of you would like to say that to the sitting executive of the United States when something like this happens? This lady got a chance to do it. And she talked about it. And then she was silenced by social media. Now, although she said a lot of bad words, and although she said a lot of things that are beyond decorum addressing the chief executive of the United States, nothing that she said is illegal. Everything falls squarely within the parameters of the First Amendment, protecting speech about politics. But it didn't matter. Instagram, which Facebook owns, promptly conducted a review of all of her posts and then suspended her. And she got this. Instagram, your account has been disabled. Your account has been disabled. Follow the next steps within 30 days so you can request a review. Since then, not waiting for 30 days, Instagram has reinstated the account and said the suspension was in error, but thinking people assume it did so because of the outcry. I think if they could have gotten away with it, she'd still be suspended. The tech tyrants invited all of us, you, me, onto their platforms with the promise that you could freely express yourselves, ourselves, as long as we avoid using the platform for illegal purposes. And America loved this. They embraced what they thought was a free speech forum. And the social media platform's popularity turned them into a public square, where they became the main forum of all speech in America. Now they've got us all in a little corral into an artificially created public space. Now the same tech tyrants are systematically destroying America's First Amendment right. Now, we could back out to communication as it existed before the rise of the Internet. sending mail through the United States Post Office and phoning people. Except there's a reason not to trust the post office, and people discovered that they have no control over their mobile phones, which have been supplanted, you know, they supplanted landlines. So as for the internet sites like blogs and websites that survived before social media through blog rolls and word of mouth, that can happen again, although the possibility of the service holding a website will dump it, as Amazon did to Parler, remains a risk. What irks people is that they shouldn't have to return to 20th century communication. Instead, the government should revisit Section 230, a piece of legislation that protects internet sites from liability. And, you know, these guys control the content on their site, acting as editors, but they still claim protection under Section 230, which was intended to apply only to sites that function as bulletin boards, platforms. A little liability and accountability might rein them in. But until then, this grieving mom will find herself systematically silenced because she committed an act that is a crime in both North Korea and Silicon Valley, which is criticizing the dear leader. How much satisfaction should that have been for that lady? I know that, you know, when you lose a child, I don't even know how to verbalize that. I don't know how you ever get closure. And then there's the whole military member thing. I mean, I've been close to that before. So, I admire Shannon Chapel. I hope she continues her quest. And I hope that the tech tyrants have their day. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.